Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, man, these Mariners are a decent team, you know?
They've got all the talent.
You have Cal Raleigh doing what he's doing.
How the hell are you supposed to pitch to the big dumper?
I made the mistake last year of going up to Cal Raleigh and asking him, how'd you get your nickname? In Seattle, they call him the big dumper.
Cal Raleigh, a high fly ball, left field, back at the wall, gone, Cal Raleigh, hit another one out.
He is unbelievable. He hits him out from the right side, the left side, and I think Cal can hit a home run standing on his head right now.
Jerry Kelenic, now in Atlanta. We came up together, farm system, everything, and he was always making fun of my butt. He's like, you got a massive, you know, butt, whatever.
Big jumper! Yes!
One on, here's Cal Raleigh. Three home runs his first two games of this series. He goes after the first pitch. A high riser, center field. Cal Raleigh bombs away again. Straight away center field. It's his fourth home run in three games on the north side. He just continues to charge through the record books. Number 31 this year for Cal Raleigh.
Great ass! When I think of asses, something comes out of it.
Nobody calls me Cal. It's just Dumper.
Okay. Big Dump.
Dumper. Yeah, Big Dump.
All right, Little Dump.
Yeah, I've heard it for a while now. And
so you always been thick.
Yeah.
A little thick in a good way.
More home runs than any catcher in the history of the game of baseball prior to the All-Star break.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Hard to believe this is a fun game for your radio listeners. I'm going to say but. Yes!
You are correct. This is my mom's dumper.
Oh, mommy.
Not know how you got your hands on that.
I took it.
Good.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. The whole crew is back together. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
We've got you until 6 o'clock. There's going to be a lot of conversation about the Cubs and the Cardinals on today's show.
Was that a little much? A little over the top?
I don't think it was enough.
All right, we'll just check in.
We'll try it again tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.
Start the show off, and then we'll see kind of where you're at on that.
Sounds good.
If you don't like doing it, now's the time to say it. We could just not do it
anymore. Yeah, how dare you? I enjoy it greatly. Stop.
All right, now you're married to it.
Now you have to do it that way.
All right, that's fine. I got to top that tomorrow.
Your Aretha Franklin is going to have to come in.
Hi, baby.
See? You can start playing. Here's what I suggest, Speak.
What do you suggest,
I think when I toss it to you at the top of the show.
I could be anybody at that point?
You just do any of your impressions.
Now, there we go.
You can just work through any of them.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'll probably just go to Floos because I can't stop nicknaming bees. Stinger! Stinger 2! I just can't stop. just gets me so going. Something about it. I know he's got a job down in Dallas, but I just like picturing Matt Eberflus nicknaming bees in the backyard.
Who would know that he wasn't doing that? I think that we're all for it. Hello to everyone who's checking us out on Twitch. We appreciate it. Twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, those who are listening on the Odyssey app, we appreciate you as well. If you're driving around today, and I know that you don't have the windows down, I know that you've got the AC cranked.
Man.
Because you walk outside, you are walking into a puddle.
I dropped the boy off at camp today. It's like, that's quite a first day of camp there. Make sure you apply the sunscreen at least twice today, son.
Yes.
And, you know, but like, be careful out there, folks. I mean, they had to stop a ball game to let an umpire go inside on Saturday, and then they managed with three umps for the rest of the game.
Yeah, it was scary. It was scary baseball over at Wrigley Field because the wind was going crazy, the heat was really bad, and when you see a guy cramp up so bad they can't stand up, that's terrifying.
Turns everybody into Aussie. That's how it happens.
De Mayer.
You asking a lot, make a man change his beer. Yeah, you and you know, it's a lot. It's a lot to ask. But the Cubs have been asking a lot of Colin Ray and Chris Flexen. You know, those guys are just, they're supposed to be depth. They're just supposed to be like starting rotation depth. Colin Ray had a lovely start to the year, but he's a five or a bulk reliever. That's who he is. Flexen is fortunate to have a job in the bigs. Nate Pearson has been a conundrum since he came up for the Blue Jays. He's never had success. The stuff makes you think he's supposed to, but he's never had success. They sent him down, bring him back up, and he's left out there to wear it yesterday. Wind blowing out. They give up at least seven runs in four straight games. And some of the cracks are showing in a pitching staff you knew would have some cracks.
Well, we figured it would be this way at some point, but the start of the season went so well. And even with guys having a bad weekend with an anomalous weather situation.
Anomalous.
It's kind of remarkable.
It really was.
What was going on in the city and how the ball, Peter Armstrong losing two fly balls because he's like, there's
the ball. Yeah. High sky, everybody.
High sky and winds howling. That type of stuff was happening to both teams, and the Mariners took better advantage of it from a home run department. It seemed like anything that you hit to left, just left of center field, if you got it up in the air, it was going out. And the Cubs had their chances in it, too. Seiya was knocking the snot out of the ball this weekend.
He was. I felt so good about the way he had been playing the outfield.
Oh, that
In his limited time, like the whole DH move had been so good. And any time he's been out there, has been good. But yesterday, you're reminded of why he cannot be out there. And it's not like Kyle Tucker is a world beater out in right field, but he's certainly better. Seiya's just out there for spot duty and had a tough one.
Look, we all know what Seiya is as an outfielder. He's not very good. He's good at throwing the ball as an outfielder. Mm-hmm. That he is someone that can rack up assists. But when it comes to tracking the ball, he's not always the best. And sometimes when he throws the ball, it's not always the right decision. So him being a DH made a lot more sense this season, and they've navigated it well. Anytime that you're asking someone who doesn't play that often to play as much as they've had to ask others to play, eventually they're going to regress to who they are. And so far, everyone's been playing at like the 90th percentile of what you would expect from those players. Mm-hmm. Like that thing that Jed always talks about, where guys have to outperform. They've been doing that. But the more you ask them to do that, the more you can have some clunkers like they've had over the last couple of weeks.
They are 10-9 in the month of June. There was that grindy road trip where they faced so much good pitching on the road. And then there is losing 2 out of 3 to Seattle now. Other than that, I mean, they took a couple. They split with Milwaukee and took the 3 out of 4 from Pittsburgh. I don't stand here. I'm not here freaked out by any stretch of the imagination. It's baseball. It's a long season. This happens. You knew what some of the issues were. There's so much good that has come out. I will say that bullpen does not strike enough people out. And so you've got a pretty good bullpen ERA overall, but they don't really strike enough people out. They need to add some swing and miss to that bullpen. And Ben Brown is one guy who you can add to it. He starts tonight, but I don't think he will be for long, probably.
Schoetz is going to start Thursday? Is that the plan?
He will start the day game, the getaway day game in St. Louis on Thursday. And then we'll see if they add a pitcher as well, as our Bruce Levine talked about this morning. So maybe all of a sudden there's two arms from that rotation that can go to the bullpen, and that'll give you an opportunity to rethink the bullpen a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to have to do that. I think that they should still be in the market for a third baseman, and because you know Matt Shaw has also regressed back to kind of where he was right before they sent him down.
I think you're right about that, by the way. You asked me about it, like how big the runway should be with Shaw, and I think they like him and they're pleased with him.
But and he's still a prospect. Like you can still try and develop him.
But hey man, you got a chance to win a World Series this year. You're good. And you've got Kyle Tucker in probably the one year you're going to have him. And you've got a National League where a lot of teams are showing you there's some issues. The Mets have lost a lot of games. The Phillies are now in first place over there. Even the Dodgers don't have a massive lead in a crowded NL West. You got a shot. If you got a chance to get Eugenio Suarez and let that dude just hit all the bombs at Wrigley for you instead of the ones he's hit there for other people, you have to look in on that. And Bob Nightingale reported that the Cubs did check in on Rafael Devers. You know, it's like, so they're talking to everybody, and they should. This is a year to be looking at absolutely everything in a make or break it year for Jed. Go win yourself a damn World Series.
While a lot of our attention on the Cubs has been on PCA, and for good reason, he's a player that you can't stop watching because he's so good and he's so electric and he does so much fun stuff. Look at what Kyle Tucker has been doing. And I know I was having some speaks with people on Friday about the idea, or Thursday, about the idea that he hasn't done a lot in the last 30 days. He's done it. It's just been real quiet. Let me give you some of the breakdowns on Kyle Tucker over the last 30. In the last 30, slash line, 321, 425, 528. Over the last 15,
wow.
296, 397, 556. Over the last 7, 417, 500, 702 for Kyle Tucker.
Man.
He's now a 930 OPS player on the season. Pretty good.
That's pretty
good. I'm sorry,
good.
923.
That'll still work.
Yep, that tracks.
And then you got Happ, who before yesterday had homered, what, 8 times in 15 innings? Or 15 games, I should say. It hit 8 homers in 15 games. By the way, Kenta Maeda allowed just one hit on no runs over 7 innings at Iowa. So there's your starting rotation depth. Maybe they have helped him figure a little something out at Triple A. So some of that depth will be coming back. Tucker's great, man. As an offensive player, Tucker is absolutely great. There's no denying it, and they've gotten exactly what they expected making that deal.
Yeah, he's been outstanding. He's been everything that you would have wanted from an offensive presence in your lineup. I think, and there's no real way to prove this, even when you talk to baseball people, they can't quantify it, so you can't say it's real. I think that his presence in the lineup has allowed for there to be growth from other players
for
in the
sure.
lineup like PCA.
Mm-hmm. Don't you remember when Pete said he loved being down there in the 7 spot?
Yes.
Can just hang out and hide from people. Now he's bounced up. He's a cleanup hitter just about all the time. But they're not really getting the contributions from the bottom of the order that they had been getting at the beginning of the year.
Well, that speaks to what we're talking about, where guys are outperforming. And then you go, okay,
yeah.
How long can you expect the catcher position to keep doing this? By the way, Reese McGuire has been pretty good offensively too for them, which is strange for mm-hmm. a guy that barely is making a major league roster.
But yesterday when I saw that lineup, I was like, oh, wow, Nico's 6 and Matt Shaw's 7 because McGuire is 8 and Vidal Bruján, I think, was 9.
Yeah, and you needed to – how about – I noted that. How about Dansby being off his feet for a day? Like, that's You know, like that's something that takes a little cajoling from Craig Counsell and him being able to be like, hey, Dansby, gonna need you in St. Louis.
You're right.
You're gonna take this whole day off.
Uh-huh. You're gonna be in sneakers.
Gonna be in sneakers. And then now you got a whole day. You weren't out there playing in 95 degree heat because you're gonna be playing in it this afternoon down there in St. Louis. But those little small things, and Counsell has been saying that he's been looking for ways to get guys rest. And Nico as a shortstop, pretty damn good.
Oh man, yeah.
So seeing him go out there and play, I was paying attention to Bruhan because what did you say last week about Bruhan as a player?
You nailed it on hit and run yesterday, Speaks. I was listening. You said he's not a particularly good base runner. He falls down quite a bit, which is accurate.
The overall on Bruhan is that he's not a good baseball player. That's where I ended up. He's not a very good hitter. He's not a real good fielder. He can play a lot of places, but not very well. He's fast, but not a great base runner. So
he falls down a lot.
He does fall down a lot. He does. Like, hey, look at that. And yeah, no, you don't want that. Hey, I have a question. Do you guys remember that Fernando Valenzuela played for the Cardinals? Does anybody remember that? Because I frankly did not until I saw this morning that the last time the Cardinals and Cubs went this deep into a baseball season before starting their season series.
It seems ridiculous.
Was 1997 when Fernando Valenzuela was on the mound for the Cardinals. And they lost to Jeremy Gonzalez and the Cubs by the score of 3-0. But yeah, it does feel ridiculous that they're starting this late. But I was like, I don't remember Fernando as a Cardinal at all. The late great Fernando. So I offer that.
Yeah, they called it Fernando Mania. Don't you remember?
It's true. Oh, St. Louis. It's a nice opportunity to remind everyone of my favorite Chicago historical fact as well.
Oh, about the river?
That's the one, baby. That's the one.
We deserve their scorn for that, Speaks.
St. Louis's?
Look.
Yeah, anger comes, but they come by it naturally.
That's legit. Like, if you're, I say a lot of things about St. Louis and the Cardinals and the birds on the bat and the best fans in baseball. If you talk to, what do you even call, is it St. Louisian?
St. Louisian?
I don't know.
Well, that's Chris Ronji at 4 o'clock.
But if you talk to
play in St. Louis, so boring. Yes.
I agree, Chris Bryant.
Yes.
But they have legitimate beef with the whole, we turned the river the wrong direction so that we could send sewage their way.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a fair criticism.
You're saying it's okay for them to draw the line at poop water.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They live a life of our sewage being in their lives.
We got to wear that. I mean, they have to wear it because that's where the sewage goes. But
it explains a lot when you think about
that's
it.
That's on us. That's something that we should. It shouldn't have turned their baseball fans into a bunch of bags. But I'm like, you know, I get it. I think I get it.
Source of pride.
When we come back, are the Cubs going to get some help? Where could they find some help? And is starting pitching a place where that could happen? Our guy, Matt Spiegel's got thoughts on it next here on
Spectrum Business. Keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On the score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's Sarah Spain!
Thank you for having me. This was a fun way to spend my day. Everything everyone said about the score and you being a tyrant is totally wrong. Wait, is that what you want me to say? Write it down again.
You're not a tyrant.
You are a great person to work with.
Afternoons on the score.
If Bruce has information that they're making progress or he thinks that it could happen, I mean, I'll defer to him. He's obviously been talking to people.
This segment on our rundown sheet is called Bruce's Nuggets.
They are delicious. He talks to people. And this morning with Mully and Haw, he delivered something that shook the morning show to its very foundation.
Before you guys let me go,
okay,
the Cubs are looking at adding that pitcher that we've been talking about, and it appears they're getting closer to identifying some of these teams that are out of it that want to trade. So I wouldn't be shocked over the next week or 10 days, much before the trading deadline, maybe as early as this week, that they make a move for another starting pitcher.
This week, you think the Cubs could make a move?
They could.
Yeah. So, Bruce, absolutely. You come into the show, you come into the program, you ask us, what do you want to lead with? That's what we want to lead with.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's your show. It's not mine.
But you're our guy.
Bruce, are we talking maybe a certain former Cy Young winner from Miami, or is it more likely to be Aaron Savoy?
More likely a guy that we can't all identify that's a good young veteran pitcher, and I'm working hard to try to identify that right now.
Bruce, great work. I think that's very interesting. Is this a little bit, we will let you go, but is this a little bit earlier than you anticipated?
No. They're going for it.
Yeah, they're going for it.
The "they're going for it" part should make Cubs fans happy. I will say, though, anytime that we've brought it up to Jed or other people have brought it up to Jed, like the idea of jumping the market, I think that he still has some old school in him in that way. And I know that he's done deals in early July before.
Yeah, we brought him up. We brought up some of the deals that he's done,
but
in June.
But when he talks about it, like he almost talks about it like, oh, there's no way that a deal could ever get done earlier than that because the market and people still think that they're in it. Mm-hmm. And then you see a move like what happened with Devers and you go, did you do everything you could to help take advantage of the situation? Now, it looks like the Cubs at least got in there and had the conversations about Devers. But whenever I hear him talk about that, I almost roll my eyes. Because it's like, you can jump the market. You're allowed.
You're going to give up a lot, though.
Granted. But if you're in a go-for-it year, then go for it.
Well, sometimes the need presents itself sooner rather than later, and sometimes the right guy is obvious. We talked to Tom Verducci, who said that the right arm to go get is very obvious.
I like Alcantara a lot, and just watching his more recent starts, they've been a lot better. He had a real hard time getting the ball to both sides of the plate. Now he's starting to command the ball the way he did before. The velocity has been okay. I mean, it's what we see a lot with Tommy John guys coming back, right? Their velo is good, and you look at the metrics of the pitches, and you say, you know, the guy's back. But command-wise, no, he wasn't even close the first month or two of the season. But I see a fully healthy guy, command coming back. I'm betting on the upside here, not when you look at the numbers, 7-something ERA, doesn't look pretty. I think he's trending the right way. Listen, I don't think the Devers deal was a shock, right? Partly because we just don't see trades in June. So we're still probably a good month away from these things kind of percolating. But I would say Alcantara to me, because I always say you trade for a starting pitcher, he better be somebody who can start one of the first three games of postseason series for you. And I think he's the best option, will be the best option.
That's the thing. You're going to make a deal. I don't want a Zach Eflin, you know, or somebody like that. Or certainly
you
not.
You wouldn't want a Sonny Gray? Because Sonny Gray fits the criteria. He would start a game for you in the postseason.
I want Sandy Alcantara, and I'm betting on the come that he is going to get there in full. And I think the Cubs want Sandy Alcantara, and I think the Marlins are just about ready to do it. He is in a better headspace than he was when he was fresh back. The changeup is still a work in progress, but he's figuring it out with what he has over these last four or five starts. And John Heyman had said this morning that the Marlins are not ready to trade him, but I'm telling you, I think they might be. I think they might be, and we are right at that spot in the year where they might be. And the guy that the Marlins wanted for Jesus Luzardo from the Cubs is Owen Casey, and the Cubs would not do it. And Luzardo ends up with the Phillies. I would deal Owen Casey for Sandy Alcantara, and I think the Cubs, I think that's the guy to target. And I believe that they're going to target that guy, and I would not be surprised to see them jump the market and get that done.
Okay, so there's a Cub fan that's driving in their car right now. They're listening to the Spiegel and Holmes show, and they're like, okay, yeah, Alcantara sounds great. What if they can't get a deal done for Alcantara? Is there anyone on your list, or is he the list?
Well, then I am waiting a little while longer because I want Arizona to declare that they're out, and I'm super intrigued by Zach Gallen. And I think about Merrill Kelly, who's much older. But at least either of those guys would give you top of the rotation possibilities for a playoff series.
Diamondbacks are one game over right now. They're mm-hmm. 3.5 games out of a wild card spot in a loaded NL West.
I mean, Mitch Keller is intriguing in Pittsburgh. He's been much better than the win-loss numbers indicate. So, I mean, that would do a little something for me. But to me, it is clearing away Alcantara. And you've been, I think there's a sweet spot where you could get them with Casey and a package of lesser projects because he's not all the way back. But you could get them early if you go and get aggressive soon. And I hope that they do that.
I'm trying to figure out if the Nationals have anyone that I would want for the Cubs.
I think they have Mackenzie Gore, but there's no way in hell they'd give him up. That's a great find for them. What they got out of the Soto trade is Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams. Oh, my God. I don't think they're parting with that guy.
You think the Pirates would go Shaw for Skeens? Think they make that move? Because that would be perfect. If you could just get Skeens. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
for
that
Shaw.
That worked nicely.
For Shaw. And Jess Shaw. Nothing else.
Boy, you drive a hard bargain.
I know.
Sounds like one of those Jim Bowden trades.
It really, really does. That Jed would laugh at. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, they're not gonna move him just yet.
Not yet. But maybe soon. We'll see. When we come back, let's talk about the NBA finals. We all had very different experiences watching it. And I know that there's some of the watching aspect that Speaks wants to get into.
Oh, my goodness.
If our group chat is any indication. And we can talk about what happened last night to poor Tyrese Halliburton. All of that is next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.